With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. The calendar says spring, but it looks like winter isn't done with us yet. Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement for all of southwestern Ontario. Forecasters say we could see 5 to 10 centimeters of snow starting Friday morning, possibly some freezing rain as well. You can kiss the former Devonshire Mall Sears store goodbye. WindsorNewsToday.ca has learned that the store will be torn down sometime this spring. Mall General Manager Chris Savard also confirmed that the north end of the mall will get a new entrance, and talks are ongoing for possible uses of the property. There's finally an all clear at Hotel de Grace Healthcare. The code gray that has been in place since a massive ransomware attack crippled 5 regional hospital systems almost 6 months ago has been lifted. Hotel de Grace says financial and security systems are back online. It's the third and final Windsor Essex hospital to lift its code gray status. Another local hospital has turned up 2,200 weapons since installing metal detectors in the emergency department. Windsor Regional Hospital President and CEO David Mouche says he's stunned by that number.
Over the past month, we're detecting per day around 9 or 10 items, and out of those, we're detecting about 3 knives a day.
Mouche calls the $8,000 a month lease a good investment. Ontario won't require municipalities to put up fourplexes. Global News reports that Premier Doug Ford called the idea a massive mistake and that it's off the table. Ford says he will concentrate on getting single-family homes built. The plan was proposed by Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie. Ford's remarks are being criticized as those coming from the so-called "not in my backyard" camp. The New York State Attorney General is working towards seizing the assets of former President Donald Trump. ABC News reports that if Trump is unable to secure a bond for the $464 million judgment, his assets in Westchester County could be seized. Trump's lawyers have appealed to get the bond reduced or thrown out. It's time for people 50 and over to consider that annual colonoscopy. March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and advocates are urging people to get the screening. According to Colorectal Cancer Canada, 90% of cases are curable and survivable if found early. It's the fourth most common cause of cancer in Canada. Two local communities have announced plans for the total solar eclipse on April 8th. Essex will hold a public viewing party from noon to 4 that day at Colchester Harbor. Special glasses to view the eclipse safely will be sold at $5 while supplies last. In Leamington, Seacliff Beach, Seacliff Park, and Atkin Park will be made ready for public viewing. In sports, the Spitfires end their home season Thursday night against Erie. In the NHL, the Red Wings take on the Islanders at the Pizza Bowl. At the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, Michigan State beat Mississippi State 69-51 in the first round. In spring training, the Tigers lost to the Mets 10-5 in Lakeland. The Blue Jays beat the Pirates Thursday night in Bradenton. The Detroit Lions have cut starting quarterback Cam Sutton after a warrant was issued for his arrest in Florida on domestic violence. Thursday night's weather, a special weather statement is in effect, increasing cloudiness and -5. Snow Friday, windy and +1. More snow Friday night, maybe some freezing rain and -1. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.